Beis Amaralef. Yeah, we just finished last Gemara again about the Eifer of the Paraduma, that the last Teretzos on Rav Ashigan, that was straight Takonis, that Avadim, that he rises to the Dinis, there's only Nisimila upon the Paraduma itself, and not on the Eifer. Once you burn the Paraduma, there's no Nisimila. The Jasabon made Xeris since they saw there'd be Mizazlubor, and they used to use the Eifer for their own Makkah on their own wound, so therefore the Abonim made Xeris to put a Nisimila upon the Eifer. Now, when the Bona saw the Kiva and the Chos, the Kaposhim, Misafik Hazois, the people did not want to make Hazom in Asafik, and it's sad that they were Tommy Mace, the Dinis is supposed to have Hazor from the Pefer Paraduma, the Mechatis spritzed on you, on Gimel Vishav, the third day and seventh day. But without Asafik Tumma, they're afraid to use it because they hold this Nisamila. They didn't want to be over the Yisamilim in Asafik. Therefore, people used to stop becoming Tor from Asafik Mace. Therefore, when the Bona forgot about this, Hukma had the Yeraisa, the Bona left it on the Yeraisa. And that's about the Pshat, the Yeraisa, the Easter meal is only upon the Paradum itself, and not upon the Ofer, not upon the Efer, after you burn the Paradum. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonon, Par Elam Dover Shal Tzibor, the Par that a Tzibor brings on Elam Dover, if they listen to the Bezdin HaGadol, and they paskin wrong, the Shoigeg, and the Tzibor listen, they have to bring a special Par. So that part, that chata to the tzibur has to bring, and we want to see rei avodas kechovim. When the tzibur does the chet of avodah zorah, that they have to bring the soyer for the kapor, for the korbin. Slochris betchila magvin lehen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Betchila magvin lehen means even though it's a korbin tzibur, where do we receive the money for this? So Rashi says klaymar achshav kishmevi noisin graven esamoyis. Right now they make a new collection for the money to buy this Par Elam Dovor or this Soh Abbas Chavim. Because Echad V'Echad from every single Yochid, or the old Tzibur has to pay for it. So Yehim Boi Mitzrumas Alesko, Kishar Kavon Tzibur. It's not brought from the Trumas Alesko, the rest of the Soh Kavon Tzibur. Rather, it's a special Lecho. It's Betchila Magbin Lehen. You have to go and collect money for it. These are the words of Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aymanol, Mitzrumas Alesko, and Boi, you know, this is like any other Korban Tzibur. There's brought mitzvah saleska. For the Gemara, Ivotan Yipchur learned the opposite way around. That Yab Shimon is the one that says it's betchilas magvien, and Yab Yudi is the one that says it comes from a saleska. Samora says, "Hai minayil achriti." Which one was learned last? Samora says, "No, the one that was learned last. L'chur that's biyika. That should be samech on it." And Rashi says, Mishum the Kaim Malon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Loch Rabbi Yehuda, Pasma Rabbi Yehuda. So I don't know which one is the Ikka member of Rabbi Yehuda. Samora says, Amru, Lam the Kaim with Rabashi, Lei Maletze Kemaisa Achriti. The first way we learned it, that Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that Petchila Magbina Lei, that's the Ikka, that's the one that he said last. The Shemin, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, the Chayis Lepsiya. We heard that Rabbi Shimon is the one that Chayis Lepsiya. So that's why according to Rabbi Shimon the Yolds, it comes Michel Tzibur, it comes from the Trumas Lishka. Because otherwise, to make people come and collect from it, we're afraid that they'll be pasher, they'll be negligent, they won't collect the money. So if according to Rabbi Shimon it's Mistar of the Yolds, it should come from the Trumas Lishka, from the money that was already collected already. Omulu Ravashi said back, even if you want to say no, the last learning, that Rabbi Shimon would be the one that says that you collected as the Emes, still there wouldn't be a kasha in Rabbi Shimon. Why? I'll tell you, Kiko Chayes Rabbi Shimon, Lepshia, Vimusad Lesbu Kapor Begavo. When does Rabbi Shimon say we're afraid of Pshia? That's only by the Minchas, Kohen Gadol, where the father dies. The child was where to get the money from the Tzibur, from the Yorshim. But there, that Minchas is not for Kaporah. So over there was a for a Peshia that the Yashim will be Peshia. They won't give the money to bring the Minchas Kohen Gadol. Mashenkein b'milsa dislu kapora begavo lechayish b'pshim l'pshia. But over here, to collect the money for a par helam dovo that the Tzibur needs a kapora for the chet that they did, or for the korban of a seer avores kechovim, that the chayis or the Tzibur did a chet, they need a kapora, seer we're not afraid to be Peshia. Seer there's no steer in Rabbi Shimon. So if we're back to the Shiloh, which one was the emes that Rabbi Shimon really said, and which one was the one Rabbi Yehuda said, which is the really emesic way to know how to hold, like Rashi says, the path like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the maskon of Rabbi Yehuda? Samor says, my heavy Allah, what's the maskon over here? Om Alei Rabbazuta, L'Ravashi, Tosh Makamanir. Tatani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, as korbani lachmi lishai, reyachni choich tishmru, lahakru libimoyadoi. As this Pasuk is coming, there's a Pasuk by korban atomid, that about this korban atomid comes from the tzibur, but l'rabbis pari alam dabashot tzibur. It comes to include who are there when the tzibur does a chet, and they have to bring a power for that chet. Or else, usiri avodas kechavim. When the tzibur does a chet of avodah, you always have to bring a soyer, sheboi mitrumas halishko, then this pasuk is korban achmil ishai. There's a rebut to say that even these two korban tzibus also come mitrumas halishko. These are Rabbi Shimon, these are words of Rabbi Shimon. So the kid to this, the maskon, Rabbi Shimon holds, it's boi mishal tzibur, and Rabbi Yudi is the one that says no, betchilas magvinen, that we have to go around to collect the money for these two kabonas at the tzibur didachet. Now it says in the Mishnah, Shleim Ahoysa Krevo, in the case of the brought is Minchas Chavit, the Metzal Kohen Gadol was Niftar, so then it was brought complete, it was not brought a Chatzi Yisorim, a Berk, a Chatzi Yisorim, a Be'erev, but rather the whole Yisorim was brought Shalom. Omer Reb Chiyah Barabah, Boi Reb Yech, and Reb Yech has a shout like this, what does the Mishnah mean to say, Shleim Ahoysa Krevo? Does it mean to say, Shleim Ahoysa Krevo, Shleim Ahoysa Abayim, that Abad is left to bring it twice a day, just you brought a complete Yisorin in the morning and a complete Yisorin in the afternoon, Bein Abayim. Or Duma maybe no, Shleim HaShachris, you only have to bring one Yisorin for the day. And the fact is you brought that Yisorin complete in the morning, or B'Tayla Bein Abayim, and then in the afternoon, you do not have to bring it all. So what's behind the Mishnah that says that Shleim HaHoysa Krevo? That was the Shaila. Samura says, oh, Marovo, Toshima, come in here. It says, Aloha, that Shmini bechavitin, that Teis Koyin worked with the Chavitin. So Rashi explains, there's a Gemara in Atomid there that explains that by the Korban Atomid, both Hashach and both Shaben Abayim, they used to have Yud Gimel Kahanim Oiskim. The Talmud used to have 13 Kahanim, and explains there why you need 13 for. So the eighth Koyin that was used for, it said it brought the Chavitin. Tosha, they brought the Chavitim every day in the morning and every day in the afternoon. The Avimis, if it's true the way you're saying, the B'Tayla Ben Habayim, that sometimes when the Kohen Gadol is mace, they do not bring any more Chavitim Ben Habayim. If so, Hozimnud Lemeshkachas Lei Shemini B'Chavitim. There are sometimes and they're not going to need an eighth Kohen like to do the Chavitim. So you're not going to end up with 13 Kohanim needed for the Korban Atomit Ben Habayim. Hechidam, where's the case going to be? To Mace Kohen Gadol, where Kohen Gadol died. And Voloimino Achatachta, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol instead of him. So, if Sartzakashi, you tell me it'll be Botol, so it's not going to stim that you always have to have Yud Gimel Kanim by the Korban Atomish Rabbein Abayim. So, Mor says, Omru Rabbonin Kaimed Rabbi Yimio. They said this over in front of Rabbi Yimio. Omri said, Bebabloi Tipshoi, and both of them like fools. Mishum the Yasu, Rabbi Yasu, the Chashuga, they're sitting in a black land, and there is not near Tishrael, not near the Shechina. Is therefore Amri Shmanta to the Mechashkan, they say like black learnings. In other words, he didn't like this answer. He said, if so, Elo Diktona, that's what it says over there in the Mishnah, also the Gemara in the Talmud, that Shvi, what would the seventh Kohen needed for? The Selis. That by the Korban HaTalmud used to bring the Minchas Nesachim, used to have the Selis to bring the flower, And she, the ninth one, was the Yayin, to bring the Nisna Yayin. So, Achanam, you want to tell me also, the Leibetilu, that I'd never stop. Like every single day, you always have to have the Selis and the Yayin. I we dash and the pasuk says minchosim v'niskeim balaylo and minchosim v'niskeim afilu lemocho, meaning to say that you could bring a korban atama today and the minchas shabbat you could first bring tomorrow. So that day they did not bring it. That day they did not need 13 kahanim by that minchas ben habayim. They first make up for it tomorrow. Ella, what do you have to answer? Di like the tani in special cases they're not talking about that. They're talking about normal cases and everything is going well. That you bring to the Sakham today in Avada when you have a Kohen Gadol also. He said, okay, now, midi like a tani. We're not talking about cases that if a Kohen Gadol dies. We're talking about a normal circumstances where the Kohen Gadol is alive. So where the Kohen Gadol is alive, there's a mitzvah to bring the Chavitim every day, one by Erev, one by Boik, one by Ben Abayim. And that was brought during the Avodas of the Korban HaTamid. So therefore, that's part of the Cheshbon of the Kohanim that used to do the Avodah, the Shach that brought the Korban HaTamid. One current, like it used to be Makriv, used to burn the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. So there's no proof to say that when the Kohen Gadol dies, it'll be different, and the Kohanim maybe would be different then. Just here we're talking about normal cases. Tomorrow says the Hadru came with the Red, one in front of Rava. Omri said like this, maybe Shusan Amri Kamayo, Betivusan Layamri Kamayo. Like you only said the bad things in front of them, but you did not say the good things in front of them. So Rashi says, like, only when the Bible says bad things, that's said in front of you, like you speak bad of us. But Mitivusan, Kiyamri Milamayas Layamri Kamayo, when we say good things, that they don't say over in front of you. In other words, sticking up for the people in Babel, they also say good things. They said like this. For all the Rama Rava said this, Hani Nami Tivusni, there's also a good learning. Rashi says, Hanami Diamorin, Diyena Betilo, that's not bottled the Korban Atomid, the Chavitim Ben Abayim, Mitivus, it's like a good Rasha. The Yafar Mati is saying very good, and learn out from another Pasik. Why? Because Omakwa, the Pasik says, Soilas Minchas Mincha Tomid. It says that this Mincha, the Kohen Gadol, is like a Tomid. Is a Rei Lecho Kiminchas Tomidim. That water is never bottled. Sivim B'Shas, there's no Kohen Gadol. Still, you have to bring a Mincha Baboiker and a Mincha Bein Abayim. Sure, so you don't bring a Chatzi Sorm, and maybe you have to bring a complete Sorm both times. So, kids, it could be like you're saying, it's not because of your reasoning, but for a different reason. Rakov, one of the Gemara says, my heavy, Allah, what's the maskana over here? Again, the shayla was when the Kohen Gadol is mace. That the Mishnah says, Oshleim Hoysa Kreva, they brought a holy Sorin. Does it mean just one Yisorin for the day? Or does it mean, no, one complete one in the morning, and one complete Yisorin in the afternoon? So my heavy, Allah, what's the maskana? Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Toshma coming here, Titani, we learned. Shleim Hashach with the Shleim Abayin Abayin. We learned something like this. Enoch Nami, you have to bring two Yisorins. One complete one Baboike, and one complete one Ben Rabbi. Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Pligi Bo Abba Yoisi Ben Distoy Rabbonon. It's a machoikis between them. That Abba Yoisi Ben Distoy Yomer, Mafrishlo, Shnei Kemotzim, Shelavoino. That you have to use two different kemitzas full, handfuls of the Levoino. Kremit Shachris, we use one kemitza for the morning, Chavitim, and the Kremit Ben Rabbayim, and another special kemitza of Levoino for the Ben Rabbayim. And Rashi says here, Pligi means Bechaviti Kongod Shlemes, where the Kongod is alive, and he has to bring a complete Yisaran Baboika, and then we divide it up half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and also we all have to bring now in the morning Shnei Kemotzim of Levoino, that one you use in the morning and one you use in the afternoon. That's Rabbi Yosi ben Distoy Shita. For Rabbonin Amar Rabbonin say, Mafresh lo klei mitzachod, no. You only have to bring one kemitza, one handful full of Levoina. And just like you bring one Yisaron, and Chatzi klei mitzachod, just like you use only Chatzi Yisaron of flour in the morning, the same thing, it's only Chatzi klei mitzachod of Levoina Shachris. So Chatzi klei mitzachod ben Abayim. So Gemara says now, but Mike, another question of Chaykes over here. Rabbi Yosi ben Distoy Sovar, Luyashkechon Chatzi klei mitzachod. We never find to be marked of the Chatzi Kaimitz, so Pshita, since you have to bring the Minchas Chavit and Baboiker, even though the flower wise is only a Chatzi Sorin, but Avada Levoina is a complete Kemitz of Levoina. So if we have to bring one complete Kemitz in the morning and one complete Kemitz in the afternoon. Rabbon and Savino, we ask a Chon Yisorin, the boy Shnei Kemotzim. The Maisa, usually for every Yisorin, a flower, you have to have one Kemitz. See that this Minchas Kohen Gadol is made out of one Yisorin, and you divide it up here from the morning, but I call upon him, it's only one Yisaron. Therefore, so you only need one kemitza, one handful of Levoina. And you divide it up here from the morning, here for Baiker, here for Ben Rabbayim. That's the Machlaikis. Now the Gemara says, Boy, you Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan has a shout like this. Boy, Rabbi Yechanan. Kohen Gadol Shemes. What's going to be in the case where the Kohen Gadol dies? And B'loi Mino Achat Tachtov. They did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. What's going to be now? L'Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon Shito. According to Rabbonon Shito, if you have to bring now Shnei Kemotzim of Levoina, or maybe you don't have to bring more, just like when the Kohen Gadol was alive, it's enough to have one Kemitz of Levoina, half Baboik, half Bein Abayim. So maybe the same thing now, the Kohen Gadol died, even though we brought before in the Mishnah that you have to bring a complete Yisaron in the morning, but still, it's only a Riboy in the Yisaron of flour. But maybe the kemitza still say the kemitza of Levoina still say the same. That's the shayla. Do we have to have a double amount of Levoina? Or maybe no? Or maybe not? Or lay? Me, I'm going to do. We say mitoich shuchpulo salosai. Once was yes. Since we see now the minchas brought from a complete yisaron in the morning, so you double the amount. to the complete Yisrael in the morning and complete Yisrael ben Abayim. Therefore, the Svarah should be Huch Levinasai. Now also, you should have to have a complete Kemitza in the Baker and a complete Kemitza of Levina ben Abayim. Or do we maybe know? Madle Goli Goli. We only had a Reba before that the Yisrael is Kula. That's all. But maybe the Levina stays the same, just like when the Kohen Gadol is alive. The Rabbanan Shittur is, you only have to have a Chatzi Kemitza of Levina in the morning. Maybe now when the Kohen Gadol is Mase, it's the same Malacha. You still only have to have just a Chatzi Kemitza of Levina. But you do not have to have more, even though you have to have more Solus, that's a Reba Kro. But my delay, Goli Legoli. Now the Gemara says, the Shemen, what about the oil? How much oil do you have to bring now? So Bein Le'abi Yosi Ben Dustoi or Bein the Rabbana Mao. What's going to be in the case now according to both of them? When the Kohen Gadol was Mace, what's going to be the Locha now? How much Shemen do you have to bring? Yes, that's a Shala. How much Shemen do you have to bring? When the Kohen Gadol was alive, we had before, you have to bring Gimel Lugmer Shemen. And you divide it up in half. One and a half was for the Baker, one and a half was Ben Abayim. But now that the Kohen Gadol is Mace, how much do they have to bring now for the Chavitim? So my Rabbi says, Toshima, come in here. It says, what? Hey, Kemitzin, hein? So we have five halachas in Kemitzin. That's all. Now, v'yim Misa, zinu mishkatas lo zayin. Sometimes you could have seven. Now, this is going back to the first Shiloh. Again, by the Kemitza, it says there are five Kemitzas. That doesn't talk about the Kemitzas of a Kohen Gadol Levina. Because Pashas, when the Kohen Gadol was alive, since he used Chatzi, Baboike, Chatzi, Ben Abayim, it's not called a complete Kemitza. But the question is, though, if you hold when the Kohen Gadol is Mace, now they bring a complete Kemitza in the morning, and a complete Kemitza, Ben Abayim, says, oh, there are another two Kemitzas. So why is there only, say, five type of Kemitzas over there? There should be seven. So Marin says, no, that's not approved. D like Katani. It's not about normal cases when the Kohen Gadol is alive. But in the case where the Kohen Gadol died, in such a case like that, we're not talking about those cases. Yosef Rapapap was sitting down and called Malolai Shema. They said, oh, this is a local. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yosef Bar Shema, yo, Rapapap, vo, Milo, Koy Mitzbachutz. There's also a case if you burn a Kemitzabachutz. If it happens, if you do it, you're not supposed to do it. It means with the other, if such a case comes up. Oh, Katani, that's one of the five Kemitzas over there. You see, we do talk about over there the five things, even though a certain situation comes about. So here also it's Akasha. If you hold now when the Kohen Gadol was Mace, that you used to bring a complete Kemitza of Levina Babayka and a complete Kemitza of Levina Ben Abayim, it should have said there seven. Samar says, Mahevelo, what's the Maskono? Om Rav Nachman Bayitzra, Toshima. The Tani will learn like this. Kohen Gadol Shemes, the Kohen Gadol died. For Leimino Achatavta, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. The locker is Shlema Shachris or Shlema Ben Abayim. They would bring then a complete Yisrael in the morning and a complete Yisrael of flower Ben Abayim. Or Mafashla based Kimotzim used to set aside two Kemitzas of Levoino. Kemitz Shachris, one Kemitz, and Shachris for Kemitz Ben Abayim, another Kemitz Ben Abayim. Or Mafashla also Shloisha Lugin used to set aside three Lugim of Shemin, Lugu Machsa Shachris, Lugin here in the morning, and Lugu Machsa Ben Abayim. This is the Seder used to bring the Korban Minchas Kohen Gadol after it was Mace. So you see clearly that even though it was a complete one, a Yisrael in the morning, and there was a complete Kemitza in the morning, but the Shem was not separate. The Shem was the same as before. The Shem was only a Lugo Machz in the morning, a Lugo Machz of Ben Abayim. So what says Mani, who does it guys go like? Elaim Rabban, because according to Rabbanin, Maishno Lubeinos, so look, well, what he said, the Lubein attack is doubled. If so, Maishna Shimon and Lehuchmura, what should be the difference? How come the Levoina Taka is doubled? Like you say, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, you only have to bring one Kemitza, and Chatzi Baboike, and Chatzi Ben Abayim. After his Mace is doubled. So why? Because you learn now, just like the Yisrael is doubled, who was in the Levoina is doubled. So if so, it should have been a swap for the Sheminos, the Sheminos should have been doubled. It's only Megala by the Selis. So you say, just like by the Selis, who had been by the Levoina. So the same thing should apply to the Shemin also. So why does the Bryce only say you have to bring Gimelugim? Should have to have two sets of Gimelugim, one for Bavoik and one for Ben Abayim. Elimor says, Abi Yosi Ben Distoi. He goes according to Abi Yosi Ben Distoi. The Yomdri says what? Chavite, Kohen Gadol Biyam Regla, Kohen Gadol Chavitim, is also Shnei Kemotzen, to bring Shnei Kemotzen. boy. Ulevroin lehuchlu ein echlamis, and according to Shita, the levroin like madal legoli legoli. You don't have to bring more levroin than he brought because Shasi was alive. And so the same as for applies b'shem lehuchpala. The shemun also is not more than you have to. Then it was brought when his kohen gadol was alive. So just like the levroin is the same levroin, it's a kemitza baboyka, kemitza ben aban, like when he's alive. It's the same thing with shemen also now. It's true, you only have to bring gimel lugim shemen and half in the morning, half in abayim. So where it says, "Ukfakam that this price comes a good according to Abi Yosef ben Distoy." If so, "Omidi shemen la Abi Yosef ben Distoy liuchpalo." Just according to Abi Yosef ben Distoy, the shemen did not become doubled. Levaynosu v'shamen rabbonin nam liuchpalo. Avada the svar should be according to Rabbanan Shita also, that it's not huchmul, you don't have to have more than it was b'shach the Kohen Gadol was alive. So according to everybody, you would not have to have more than gimel lugin of shemen. And Amr Rav Yechanan says, Aloch HaKab Yeseh Ben Distoyi, that's why we take a paskin. The Rechnami that it's always, that a Kohen Gadol always had two kemitzes of Levoyna, one for Maboyke, one for Ben Abayim. He always has gimel lugim of shemen, one and a half abayim, one and a half ben abayim. And the only chil between mace and chayim is that when he was alive, was only one yisur brought half and half. But if he has three mace, then he used to bring a complete yisur abayim, a complete yisur ben abayim. So the Gemara, miyam Rav Yechon, Asur Rav Yechon, say like this, Avom Rav Yechon, Alocha Kestam Mishnah, Baka Kestam Mishnah. But tonight we learned, Chamisha Kamotzimen, there are only five kamitzim, which is mashma, that the Minchas Kohen Gadol do not have to have two kemitzes of Levoina, one in Baboika, one Ben Abayim. It's mashma, it's only one kemitza brought, and half of it was brought Baboika, half Ben Abayim. That's why it's not included in the five kemitzes that are brought. So, of course, it's Stephen in Rabbi Yechonon. The Gemara says, no, Amaroy in Nineveh, leave it to Rabbi Yechonon. Machlokes Amaroy, exactly what did Rabbi Yechonon mean to say? So, Machlokes, Rabbi Yechonon meant to say, Lachlokes, Tam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechonon meant to pass the Nia, like Abi Yosef ben Distoy. The current Abi Yosef ben Distoy and Echonami, every Kohen Gadol had to have two kemitzes worth of Levoina, one Baboika, one Dariv. Every Mincha had to have, he brought always Gimel Lugim of Shemen, half of it was Baboika, half Ben Abayim, and the only difference is that when he's alive, it's only a Chatzi Yisorin, Baboika and a Chatzi Yisorin Ben Abayim. And after his mace, then true it's a complete Yisorin Baboika and a complete Yisorin Ben Abayim. Hadron Alecho Hatchelus. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochois bo'yis matzah. Every mincha has to come from matzah, not from chometz. Chutz mi chometz shebetoide. The only exception is that the toide has to have four different types of breads. One of them is chometz. Rashi says, the chsivit says, achalos lechem chometz. And who are dinu shtei ha-lechem? Shtei ha-lechem also. Rashi, the chsiv chometz te'afen, you have to bake it chometz. Shein bo'yis chometz. These are the only two lechems that come chometz dik, but everything else always is only matzah before it becomes chometz. Rabbi Meir, says, Hasor boidel en mitoychon or mechamtzon, that even this lechem of the toydo, the shtei lechem, how did they make it chometz? They didn't put any special sourdough inside it. Rashi just says mitoych isorin. From the actually son of the flour, the toido, or shtei lechem, he might see a sor shulash min aser lesmat liyachas shenimdad. After you measure off the complete yisorin of flour, now you take off a little bit of flour and add water to it for a time lo b'serlis, and you put that into the serlis. Or mechametz becomes chametz by itself. Or remember mechametz es hashar. In other words, you do not take sor sourdough for someplace else, but rather you only have this yisorin of flour here. And from this yisorin itself, you make a little part of it sourdough, and that itself makes the rest of the yisorin into chametz. That's called asor, the sourdough here. Boidel en mitoch, you make it from itself, it itself. Or mechamtzon, it makes the rest of it chametz. Rabbi Yudah says no. Afi enem en amucha, doesn't make good dough that way. You don't make good chametz that way. And rather the answer is, maybe yes, I saw, you have to take sourdough from someplace else. And that should be part of the cheshbin of the yisorin. So in the yisorin of the midah, put it into the midah, when you measure up now the yisorin of flour, so first you put the sourdough into the measurement, then you fill up the rest of it with flour. Mamala samidah, you fill up the midah, that's how you have the sourdough. Not from it itself, it comes other sourdough from other places. That's not a good way to measure. You can't measure the sona flour by first having the sourdough inside it. It doesn't come out complete. There'll be a little bit more, a little bit less. Why she says kagain? Here, my sore over if the saw the sourdough you threw was very thick. Or maguva bakushi, but it had a little bit of water inside it. And so eno machzir nofa godol kilo hayakemach v'nimtzi yisaren yoser. You'll have more than yisaren right now. If he shimlo hayisar, we didn't have the sore here, the space would have been bigger. So the kids, you can't measure off well the yisaren by having some sourdough put inside it. Therefore, that's what the Chacham is telling about Reb Yudah, that you cannot take sourdough from someplace else and put it into this measuring cup and add it into up to an yisaren. You won't have a good measuring, but rather you have to put the whole yisaren first full of flour, and then from this flour itself you make some sourdough first. That's the machlokes, and we'll see more in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, minay Rabbi prayed the Rabbi Yami. Minayin? How do we know this yisaren taka? Bechol amnoche shein boy is matzo, that every mincha has to come dafka from matzo, not from chametz." So Gemara says, "We know, and how do we know this from?" The Sibbo Sibbo. A lot of Munachas it says Takamata. So fit it says it. But like Sibbo in place where it doesn't say it, Sibbo says like this. It says Zois Teras HaMincha Hakri Voice of the Yalnuch Neashem of Neam is Beach. For the says the men of Yechlenu Aaron of Onov Matzis Teichol. So there's a rebu of Hebrew and now to all Matzis. That all Matzis, all Mincha has to come from Matzah and not from Chometz. Alright, we'll stop here.